Early this month, the U.S. military launched Operation Avalanche in Afghanistan. It's billed as the largest offensive against the Taliban since the regime fell 2 years ago. 2,000 troops are involved. This week, a U.S. military spokesman said the soldiers have thus far failed to engage any Taliban fighters. What has come to light is that U.S. strikes last weekend, aimed at insurgents, ended up killing 15 children, 6 in the eastern Afghan province of Paktia and 9 in neighboring Ghazni province. In both cases, it appears the targets of the attacks, Taliban regional commanders, were not killed, and some have warned that the children's deaths will further inflame anti-U.S. sentiment in Afghanistan. Those deaths came in the first week on the job for the new U.S. ambassador there, Zalmay Khalilzad.
Of course, talking about the deaths of children, which is always a tragedy, is a difficult part of the job. But at the same time, I realize that the terrorists and the extremists want to derail Afghanistan's progress, and that for the sake of Afghanistan and our own security, we need to continue to go after these guys. But whenever we make mistakes, as in the case of the Ghazni thing, I went out immediately and told the Afghan people what I knew about what had happened and expressed my own personal sadness as well as the regret of the administration for the loss of any innocent lives.
Is there a question, though, about appropriate force here? In both of these cases, the U.S. military was targeting specific Taliban commanders and used rather indiscriminate force, it appears. In one attack, an A-10 Warthog aircraft, which is particularly lethal. Do you think there's a message about what sort of tactics should be used? And in this case, maybe these weren't the best tactics.
Of course, we always look at what's the appropriate weapon given the circumstances. Of course, the key thing also is intelligence, having the right intelligence. And of course, we're trying to improve all the time both the intelligence with regard to these terrorists as well as the question of the appropriate use of force. This is being looked at constantly. But what's going on here is a struggle for the future of Afghanistan as well as issues involving our own national security. If we don't go after these guys that are trying to undermine the good things that are happening here, whether it's the Loi Jirga or whether it's the reconstruction of the country such as the roads, it's simply unacceptable to let them get away with what they are trying to do, what they are doing, and what they are, what they would do if we left them alone.
Do you think it's at all part of your mission there to maybe go and visit with the families of the children who were killed in these recent attacks?
I would like to do that. I actually wanted to do it the first day when I heard the news. I was advised against it. I do listen to people who advise me in terms of the timing. I intend to still to do that. I, in fact, discussed that with President Karzai. I think it will be entirely appropriate for me to do that on behalf of the United States. I am a father myself, and I know how they feel.
Looking forward, I wonder if you imagine a scenario where there might be some elements of the Taliban who remain in Afghanistan, who remain possibly incorporated into any new government that is established, much as we're seeing in Iraq now, where some members of the Ba'ath Party are considered okay. It's possible to have them within the government. Do you see that in Afghanistan as well?
Well, I have talked with the government and I've discussed the issue that there has to be accountability with regard to past deeds and current deeds that the Taliban have committed, crimes against humanity, support for terrorism, involvement in terrorism. But at the same time, there has to be reconciliation with those that are non-criminal in the Taliban, if they agree to obey the laws of the land, but not as Taliban, but as individuals, they could be integrated, reintegrated in Afghan society.
Does that notion have the support of President Hamid Karzai?
Well, I would like him to speak for himself in terms of my discussions with Afghan leaders. Without getting into particular names, I think this concept has resonance in the government. They recognize that there were lots of people who were part of the so-called Taliban and who do not have a criminal record, who might be interested in coming back and leading normal lives, and that needs to be looked at favorably.
Ambassador Khalilzad, you're a native of Afghanistan. You left there many years ago. What are your impressions now that you're back living in the country? You've been there for just about 2 weeks now. As you drive around and travel around, what's your overarching impression of the state of that country and its future?
Well, it's very mixed. On the one hand, I am very sad by what I see in terms of what has happened to the city, Kabul, where I was here as a young boy. To see the school that I went to destroyed, the neighborhood that I lived in, you know, you cannot believe what has happened to it. There was a street that I used to walk on and occasionally be driven by someone to go to the American school, which was on that street, to play basketball as a young kid. And this street is about 5 miles long, Melissa, and there were beautiful trees on both sides of the street. Not a single tree stands. That's the sad part. But on the other hand, I am very, very heartened by the Loya Jirga, the debate about the Constitution, the upcoming Constitutional Convention, the excitement in the radio programs, in the emails that people are sending to each other on in the talk shows and conferences about issues that people are debating, from the form of government, whether they should be presidential, parliamentary, monarchic, to rights of women, role of religion, power between center and the regions, and also encouraged by the reconstruction that's going on. It has been, on that front, a little slow. I am here to accelerate that, and I will do everything I can to succeed in that effort.
Ambassador Khalilzad, thanks for talking with us today.
Well, thank you.
Zalmay Khalilzad is the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan. He spoke with us from Kabul.